Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Hannah Vanderveer, Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, to talk about the upcoming Chamber Gathering to be held on February 26th at the Grand Theater.
So our annual gathering of members will happen on Tuesday, February 26th at the Grand Theater here in Knoxville. From 5:30 to 6:15, we'll have a social hour featuring local beer and wine and some hors d'oeuvres for guests. And then we'll move into the theater for a program portion where we'll give kind of an update on what happened the last year in the chamber and then a progress report of what is to come for the next year.
For the chamber members, this is a chance to find out all the important things that have been going on. And probably a lot of what you'll be centered on is not just what's happening now, but what will be happening in the future with your new membership in the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Absolutely. If we understand that members are busy, and if they only come to one event a year, it should be this one. It gives them an opportunity to hear what's going on at the chamber, talk to other businesses, and hear what our plan is for the year to come.
What are some of the things you'll be highlighting as you look back on the year? What were some of the big events of 2018 and the early part of this year that you'll be recounting for the chamber?
So our biggest thing that we focused on were Lunch and Learns, getting that program back up and running. We'll talk about attendance, what topics we covered, and how those will look going forward in the future. We worked really well with the racetrack this year to develop some things for nationals, carry on what we had been doing, maybe try a few more things, and that will continue into next year as well. Just the Greater Des Moines Partnership, like you mentioned, what that means for our members, we'll still be constantly communicating to our members how they can take advantage of that as well.
For many of the members, this is a chance to rub elbows with people that they otherwise wouldn't encounter. Everybody has their own business, their own things to concern about, and this is, like many of your other events, this is an opportunity for a crossover between people who have similar interests. Although their businesses may be disparate, they may have similar goals in some ways. Some overlap between what they do, and this is a chance for them to further the connection there.
Absolutely. Not only do different businesses maybe have some common business goals, but in general, we should all have the same goal, and that's to make our community stronger. So just getting together and having those conversations face-to-face, keeping those relationships growing stronger and networking, that's the most important thing that we can do, is to keep that communication open.
And certainly it's not a bad place to have the event in the Grand Theater, a chance to show off one of the nicest buildings and one of the really important parts of downtown to all the members, especially those few who may have not had the chance to attend anything there.
Absolutely. Having our programs at the Grand Theater, it's a beautiful location. It really lends itself well to the program portion. Like I mentioned, we'll have some local beer, local wine, some great food, some live music in the theater during the social hour so people can enjoy that. And it's just, like you said, a really great place to kind of showcase our town and showcase what's going on in the Knoxville business community.
And once, of course, you're done with the event, there is the rest of the year. And this is kind of a jumping off point to set the tone for what you would like to see the chamber and its members do for the coming year, right?
Absolutely. So we've put together our plan. We have published that plan, but we'll really highlight what is in that specifically that we feel is important for members to know. So it's, like you said, a jumping off point to say this is where we are now and this is where we hope to be by the end of the year.
Those who are formally invited to take part in virtually every chamber member is going to be invited there. About how many members do you have, and about how many would you anticipate attending?
So right now we're sitting around 145, 150 members. It kind of fluctuates a bit. Last year we had well over 100 attendees. We invite all of our members, but we also invite everyone in the business community. If they're not a member, we feel like this event would maybe prompt them to become a member. So anything that we can do to educate, to network, to get in front of them face-to-face, we love. So all the business community of Knoxville is welcome, member versus non-member.
And I'm sure you don't plan to make this rather dry slideshow. I mean, you're trying to get the message across that the chamber is there for all of its members, and together, if they work together, they can make Knoxville that much stronger, correct?
Absolutely. It will be some presentation, but we're trying to mix it up a little bit, make it a little bit interactive. So there'll be some fun, newer things this year that we hope will make it a little bit more entertaining for our members.
And afterwards, with follow-up, what do you do? What will you be doing to reinforce the message that you give that evening?
Absolutely. So everyone that comes, we do require an RSVP, which is on our website. So we'll have everyone's contact information. We continue throughout the year to communicate. We're probably sending out information to our members at least once a week. So everything that we talk about at that meeting will just be reinforced for the rest of the year. So follow-up will be a weekly thing.
Thanks to Hannah Vanderveer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.